Aaron Rial, NBC News Radio national correspondent. Aaron, I was just commenting on your segment yesterday, and I talked to a few people who heard that about longevity and people in France living longer than the U.S., and it made me think of a few things. So thank you. It was a good segment. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, and I totally agree with you. Joy is a big part of life. Try and maximize it.
Well, you always, when you deliver your news, you have that great natural laugh. And I just realized this morning when I was looking at the passing of Cindy Williams, Laverne and Shirley, and that made me think of Happy Days, but also All in the Family and that whole era of what I call 8 o'clock at night must-watch sitcoms. And today, you know, I still watch, for example, not everybody loves Raymond, but what's the J-Dog, Charlie Sheen's 2 and a Half Men. Makes me laugh.
People love that.
Makes me laugh. Just as Charlie Sheen plays his self in the show. He's like a train wreck, you know. But a lot of this stuff wouldn't air today.
No,
it's sad.
No, it would not.
It's sad. All these shows make me laugh, and I'm like, we don't laugh enough. But anyway, that's commentary. What do you have for us this morning? I know we have some serious stuff.
Yes. So we're actually talking about drug prices today. So I don't know if people have noticed, but in the first 3 weeks of January, drug prices on 985 products have gone up an average of 6%. There's many that have gone up even as much as 26%. And some of the ones that you might know off the bat, the most popular, AbbVie, they manufacture the blockbuster anti-inflammatory drug Humira. That's up 8%. I did not know this, Jack, but that is the world's top-selling drug and generated more than $20 billion last year in sales. However, a biosimilar generic version is coming out later this year, so they want to milk it for all it's worth. They raised the price. Also, Eliquis, a blood thinner from Bristol Myers Squibb and Pfizer, up 6%. Imbruvica, a cancer drug, up 6.2%. And Stelara, which is used to treat plaque psoriasis, psoriatic arthritis, and Crohn's disease, that is up 4%. So these prices are going up and up, and the question is, why is this happening? A lot of it has to do with the Inflation Reduction Act. It's designed to cap Medicare recipients' out-of-pocket expense at $2,000 and allow Medicare to negotiate costlier drugs. However, it hasn't kicked in yet. So these big pharma companies, if there is a loophole or some way to exploit as much cash out of anything that they can, you can count on them and insurance companies to do it.
Yeah, I really can't offer or add anything else because it's kind of a sad reality, isn't it? The cost of this healthcare is something we don't talk about when it comes to inflation. One of our great contributors, and we have a healthcare editor, Nick Valis, talks about this. Healthcare is one of the biggest drivers of inflation, but we never put it in the same sentence as our groceries. But medications, pharmaceutical companies, the price of all this stuff is going up and up and up. And, you know, the thing that drives a lot of these pharmaceutical companies crazy are just little things like GoodRx, where you can just I don't know if you've ever used that. Have you heard of that, by the way?
I have. I haven't used it yet, but people love it.
There's no catch to it. You go to the pharmacist, wherever you go, CVS, Walgreens, Rite Aid, and even if you have good insurance, and let's just say you're getting a cholesterol drug, and your copay when you go to pay the pharmacy, they say $32 is what you owe, and they charge your insurance like $400. Sometimes the GoodRx, you show that to them, they run it for the same drug, like you put in atorvastatin or whatever the name of the cholesterol drug.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll say, oh, it's $12. And it just shows you how arbitrary the system is. So it's kind of a very good thing. And you're right. I think they're going to drive it until we allow Medicare to negotiate with the drug companies to get a better deal.
And know it's so good that you bring up inflation because, you know, drug makers that increase prices above inflation levels, they actually have to pay a rebate to Medicare. Now, this law applies this year on prices on retail and physician-administered drugs. And while inflation is retreating a little, it's still way above the minuscule rates before the COVID pandemic. So some drug companies, they might even see an opportunity to raise prices of retail drugs to the rate of inflation. So it's malicious, however you slice it.
And
they're
trying
to get the most out of you.
And we never hear from like the CDC and our healthcare officials like some simple supplements like vitamin D or aspirin if it has medicinal value. And I asked during the COVID stuff one of our healthcare people federally. I said, "Why is that?" And you know what she said? She was honest. She goes, "Because you can't make any money at it." In other words, some of these non-pharmaceutical patented things like baby aspirin. Vitamin D, there's no monopoly on it. So there's competitive choices. You can go get 4 different brands of vitamin D and pay $10 a bottle. They just can't make any money at it, so they don't tell you the benefits of it.
Incredible.
All right. Thank you, Erin. You have a great one.
You too, Jack.